USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says production of face masks is on the rise to deal with the coronavirus pandemic, but they need to stay in the U.S.
We need the masks. We don't want other people getting it. That's why we're instituting a lot of Defense Production Act.
The Trump administration announced it would prevent the export of N95 masks. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says that's not a good idea.
We're working with the American administration to ensure that they understand that goods and services that are essential to both our countries flow in both directions across the border, and it is not in any of our interests to actually limit that flow.
John Hopkins University reports the U.S. death toll from the pandemic has topped 8,000. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
New York State has counted 630 more coronavirus deaths in just the past 24 hours. Governor Andrew Cuomo says without life-saving equipment, that number will grow.
People are going to die in the near term because they walk into a hospital and there's no bed with a ventilator because there's either no bed or no staff or no PPE or no ventilator. That is what is going to happen.
He says the number of cases now on Long Island is like a fire spreading. The U.S. military is fanning out to fight the virus with field hospitals and hospital ships. Commander Terrence O'Shaughnessy.
The concept here is we're going high-end all the way to the lower-end medical needs, and we're plugging into the New York City and the New York State broader system, and we're open for business. We're ready for them to bring in the patients even at a higher level.
He says military assistance is also being set up in cities like New Orleans, Dallas, and also Seattle. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The FBI is reporting that gun background checks are skyrocketing. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt with that story.
Firearm sales and federal background checks for purchases soared to all-time highs in March as the coronavirus pandemic brought buyers out in record numbers, even though gun dealers were included in orders shutting down businesses in a number of states. The FBI conducted 3.7 million background checks last month, according to the latest figures. That's the highest total since the National Instant Check System for Buyers was launched in 1998, and 1.1 million higher than the number conducted in March of 2019. The March figure also topped the previous high of 3.3 million set in December 2015 after the Obama administration raised the prospect of restricting assault weapons after the deadly mass shootings in San Bernardino, California. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Another tragedy for the Kennedy family. Search crews are still scouring the Chesapeake Bay for the bodies of the daughter and grandson of former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Kennedy Townsend. The missing canoeists were ID'd as Maeve Kennedy Townsend McKean and Gideon, her 8-year-old son. They were granddaughter and grandson to Robert F. Kennedy. Police say they went paddling in the canoe from a home in Shadyside, Maryland. They went out just to retrieve a ball that had gotten away. The wind was very strong, and they were blown out into the bay. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.